Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Okay, so Dave Murray's fall forecast, which you can get on Facebook. What, Dave, 20, 30 minutes from the time we finish?
Yeah, it'll be up by 5 o'clock.
Okay.
At the latest.
Take it away.
Latest.
Let's do it.
A couple of things I want before we get to the actual forecast. During the fall seasons, the 3 months, the high temperature drops from an average of 85 to 50 degrees.
Oh.
Low temperature drops from 65 to 35 degrees. We rarely rise above 94. Again, remember the September, October, November. We rarely fall between below 36 degrees. November, typically the wettest month. And always expect a big increase in cloud cover, especially once we get to November. On the average. That's on the average.
Yep.
All right. September.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Average high and low. The average. 81 and 60. Just to use that. Average rainfall is about 3 inches. This September will be known for rather consistent temperatures all month long. A very pleasant month coming up. There's going to be one or two cool spells, but not cold spells. The key nighttime temperatures will be making a slow but steady cool down, typical as we get into the fall season. That's not weird. When all said and done, September temperatures will average out near to slightly above average. I do not see any record highs or record lows, and I don't see any frost or freeze concerns. Moisture, September is typically a dry month. Rainfall will be well below normal during the entire month. But that's good because the harvest season is in full tilt in September and you kind of want it dry. Area rivers will be fine. There is a second season of thunderstorms that occur, typically though not until October into early November. I'm thinking very limited thunderstorm action this September. Things to look for, black and white garden spiders are common around the house. Don't be scared of them. They're friendly. Look for puffballs and other fall mushrooms, especially in your lawn. And listen for migrating birds in the evening hours. September looks great.
Couldn't sound any more pleasant.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
I agree. Okay, October, average high, 69, average low, 49.
Yeah.
And again, about 3 inches of rain. October is one of my favorite months in the St. Louis area. Typically a wonderful month. Heat and humidity of summer is now a thing of the past. However, temperatures are still a big player. This October, temperatures will be near average both day and night. Thinking of a really pretty month in October. Of course, there's going to be a couple of cool spells as the days get shorter and the nights get longer. The cool down has to happen, but I think it's rather limited. No records, daytime or overnight. It's just a really nice pattern. It's not a record-breaking pattern. We typically turn colder by the end of October, and though it's hard to break that trend of the cool down, I don't think we see a lot of cool to cold weather even by the end of the month. Frost and hard freeze always possible, but not seeing any this October. Rainfall for this October, typically a dry month, and thinking this October will be dry with rainfall amounts near average, but again, that tends to be on the dry side. Rivers, large and small, will be fine, staying in check, and that's always good as we head into winter time. Mid to late October, here comes the second season of thunderstorms. Looks like with the above average temperatures I'm expecting, the second season should be a player for the last half of October. So thunderstorm season's not over. We should have one or two rock and roll days. Big question I always get in October, what about the fall colors? They are typically peaking the last weekend of October into the middle of November. Season should be good this year, maybe even excellent, because the spring and summer rains, and that is the key to the fall colors. Not so much the summer weather, not so much the early fall weather. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. October signs, persimmons start to ripen. Look for spiders ballooning on gossamers on clear, windy days. And the juncos, those are birds, they start to arrive from Canada. A lot of people think juncos are a sign of a snow.
Hmm.
Persimmons.
Yeah.
Persimmons.
I would like to have one of those.
Are those the red things you pop open and there's a bunch of seeds in the middle?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then you cut the seeds open and they'll tell you what the snow forecast is for the winter.
Look at that.
But be very, very careful. You need to use a razor blade for the most part. And typically you'll cut your fingers more than the seed.
Wow. I've never even thought about cutting a persimmon seed. I've been missing
out.
You look
for a spoon or a fork in there. Spoon means snow. Fork means rain.
Who thunk that up?
Yeah.
I don't know. Mr. Persimmons.
I'm going to check that out this this
fall. There you go. Okay. You know, the trick to doing it is if you have a vise at home, like in your workshop, put the seed like halfway into the vise, take a razor blade or a box cutter, something like that, and you should be able to very carefully cut it open.
It seems like a lot of work.
It is.
It's a pretty big payoff.
Yeah, that's true, I guess, right? You know, information.
Let me tell you, 100% of the time, it's a spoon.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. All right, November, average high, 55. Average low, 37. Rainfall amounts start to get up to about 3.5 inches. Typically, November brings a steady step down to colder weather day and night. November is always the transition month from fall into winter. Though this November, I think the step down is going to be on the slow side. Expect more seesaw temperatures, but cold air, really cold air, is going to be hard to find. I think it's a mild November. I don't see any hot or cold records. Yes, we will get a frost or a freeze, but even in November, it's going to be a struggle. The best shot may be after Thanksgiving, the way it's looking right now. So the month will bring near to slightly above average temperatures. The storm track is going to be active, especially to our north. So even though November typically brings an uptick in moisture and it can be a very wet month, I'm thinking this November will be a little bit on the dry side, near to a little bit below average rainfall. Second season of thunderstorms still in play. The focus the first 5 days of the month, most of the second season will be in late October. It is November, so the snow bunnies start to chatter. What about snow? I don't see any large storm systems that would bring snow. In fact, right now, I don't see much of anything, even light snow or flurries. So there's no excitement here, snow bunnies. Nothing to see. Let's wait until the winter forecast. Things to look for. Birds begin gathering at the feeders. Scan the leafless trees for the paper nest of the bald-faced hornets. If you find one of those, they're really cool to look at. Not too closely, but kind of cool to look at. And woodchucks are asleep in their underground nest by the time we reach November. Actually, the fall looks really good.
Yeah, that's my favorite fall forecast ever, Dave. That's great.
Yeah, one of mine, too. In fact, it was looking so good as I put it together, I start to kind of pull back a little bit.
Yeah.
Am I going a little too far?
Yeah, second guess yourself, right?
I like it.
Excellent.
Winter forecast will be out in November.
Okay. So you can find that on Dave's Facebook page 20-30 minutes from now. Let's pump those numbers up. Dave, thank you as always. That's fantastic.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.